Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 23.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, Friday. Welcome. It's hard to believe it's Friday, but I guess when Monday comes, I'll say it's hard to believe it's Monday. So I should probably stop saying it, except I greet everyone to today's show with, I think, two really big stories. One of them you're going to say to me, this story's been around. It just keeps going on week by week as that low-life, dirty cop, James Comey, continues to go on his book tour. Let's see, he sold 800,000 books. 800,000 people. I wouldn't take the book for nothing and read it. It'd be like reading a novel. 800,000 books. So I don't want to start calculating this out, but James Comey, this was just running through my mind yesterday. James Comey will make seven figures on this book. He's worth a lot of money now, but he'll make $1 million or $2 million. He's going to make seven figures on this book. A book that is designed to boost his own ego, to be filled with twists and turns and non-remembrances of occurrences that anybody who was guilty of anything or innocent of anything would remember. It's kind of a little bit like Hillary Clinton, although I don't know if anybody could top Hillary Clinton. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is he went on Fox last night, and I saw that entire interview. It was a little delayed with his limo getting to the Fox studios in Washington. But he stayed on longer. And I want to give him a compliment before I talk about what a rotten, no good, unpatriotic, deceitful, traitorous American he is. He is really smooth. He is really slick. I'll tell you, there are some people, I mean, I know a lot of people out there, including myself, Barack Obama's slick. Not slick like this guy. This guy could take anything, sit back with his shirt unbuttoned up at the top, and relax and make it be like a conversation in a bar room. And I hate to say this, but, well, I don't hate to say it. I mean, looks matter. He presents himself fabulously well. He's 6'5". He's an imposing figure, except he's a liar. And I'm just simply another American civilian telling you that this guy is a liar through and through. And I want to say to Brett Baer, comparatively speaking to so many other broadcasters out there, very, very young and as polished and as in a different way. He's not slick. He's down to earth. Brett Baer, you got to like him. He kept Comey on the defense over and over and over and over. He never let up. It was like a machine gun. And Comey just sat there and, I mean, he responded. He responded so smoothly with lies. See, this is where I would have difficulty in life. I don't feel uncomfortable. In fact, I'm doing a national radio interview here today, but I don't feel uncomfortable. As long as I know, I don't have anything to hide. If I felt that I lied, I'd be a different person. This guy is as slick as they come. And if anybody didn't watch it, I would go to Google or YouTube and watch the replay. Please, you'll thank me. Watch the replay of the interrogation that Brett Baer hoisted upon one James Filthy Cop Comey. He's part of the integral dark state. Where do I begin? Well, let's begin by the conversations that he denies. He can't remember the content of it. And let's start with the dossier. How is this possible that the head of the FBI, in talking about the Clinton dossier, for which they, which she got, I think, $14 million for, filled with lies, because the immediate headline, and this captivated our head of the FBI, first story about female Russian prostitutes urinating over each other to the pleasure of Donald Trump. I mentioned yesterday. This was one of the first things that came out. If I saw a story like that, I'd tear it up, throw it away. Trump forces himself to shake hands with people. He's a germaphobe. He does it now. He doesn't have any choice. I've talked about it. I have that hang up, not like Trump. I don't like to shake people's hands. But that's the story that lended interest. And to say that the dossier was funded by Republicans and then somehow got over to Democrats. And congratulations, Brett Baer. You kept staying on him. What do you mean? How do you know? Who did it? I don't know. That's what I hear. You got the head of the FBI. He doesn't know a damn thing. He doesn't know anything about, quote, the integrity between, pardon my embarrassment, Page and the other lover boy who texted each other like 1,000 emails a day professing their love and hatred of Donald Trump. And then he comes out and said, you know, he was an admirable servant to this country for years, and I never saw any bias. I thought Brett Baer, who's about as low-key as they come, was going to zip right through the roof. I jumped up. I said, what? No bias, you see? And it went on through the entire interview. He hesitated. I can't recall this. And then Brett Baer hit him with, after, and I think Comey, I think this may land Comey. It should land him in jail automatically. I mean, take a look at Petraeus. One, and there's no excuse for it. There's no defense of it. One out of line comment in breaking the code with his lover, and that's it. You ever hear about Petraeus? Never. He would be right in one of those head positions in the Trump administration. Career ruined. Reputation ruined. And Comey's the guy who was involved with in Whitey Bulger, the Whitey Bulger incident. He was on the lam partially because of the FBI, who was in charge, Mueller. This Comey is a low life, and as he's called in some circles, a dirty cop. Can't remember certain things. Doesn't know what a leak is. Because he got, you know, when you, and believe me, I don't know the inner workings of the departments of government. I'll tell you I don't. I read and I try to observe as much as I can. and then I try to formulate my own thoughts around them. A leak is a leak is a leak is a leak. And I don't mean the truck that I used to see driving down the road, two or three of them selling the business. They were in the plumbing business. And the saying on their truck was, the best place in town to take a leak. I never forgot that. The definition of a leak is you can't take classified material. No matter what position you're in, whether the head of the FBI or any, you can't distribute classified material. And he turns it over to a friend. And then Brett Beers said to him, how come you never said that he was working with the FBI? He said, oh, I didn't think it was really relevant. It's not relevant. What was he doing for the FBI? And it was some twisted answer that I really got no idea what. And then it turns out that he also let that information, which was classified, go to three other people in the room. Do you know what would happen if you did that? If I did that? There's absolutely no doubt in the world we'd be in jail now. The legal system in this country has to be enforced. Talking about capital punishment for the killing of cops, there should be capital punishment for the killing of anybody for first-degree murder. It'll work, believe me. All right, I got a little angry this morning over this. I'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off my Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Joe Kernan from CNBC Squawk Box. Just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Oh, one of the truly great songs of all time. Close My Eyes. I remember where I was at that particular time. I was in California for about a month. Closing my eyes, and, you know, that's the great thing about memories. You know what the bad thing about memories are? You can relive the memories only through your mind. It's a memory. But you can't relive them in actuality. And I always think, hey, you know, I'm just the way I used to be. There really isn't any difference. I got a number of my age attached to me. And that's, I've told the story many times, but it's one of my favorite stories. This was about 10 years ago or so. I hate to bore people, but I doubt if you even remember. Matt, you'll enjoy the story. Our very close friends, Asian friends in New Jersey, their son, kind of a marvel at everything. He was even, he went to Harvard and was a star in lacrosse, and had an incredible business career in finance. And he was also a terrific athlete in soccer. And the New England Revolution professional soccer team had so many injuries, they called him up for two games once. Just like that, him. I just want to give you an idea of what we're talking about. We're talking about, someone, an elitist from our point of view. And I was, they lived in, and they still live in Mendham, New Jersey. Beautiful, beautiful town. Had thoughts about moving there. And one day I said to the family, I said, the son's name is Zach. I'm going to race Zach. Just like a 40-yard dash or something. And his father, Bob, was laughing hysterically. He says, you don't want to do this, do you? I said, Bob, I'm telling you. I feel as spry and as fast as I did when I was Zach's age. So we made it rather formal and official with the camera and I had the shorts on, and I snickered as if I was going to say, am I going to teach you a lesson? And bingo, 3-2-1, bang. And before I knew it, I was inches from the starting line, and he was at the end. I said, I was not mentally prepared for this. I said, let's do it again. They said, no. I mean, don't you see what just happened, Stu? I said, I'm ready right now. I didn't expect this. And bingo, the same thing. And I came up lame after about 8 feet, 10 feet with a hamstring that caused me to limp the entire time we were visiting. I think that was the first day of real reality in my life.
You learned a good lesson that day.
Matt, I learned a hell of a good lesson that day. You can feel it. You can think it. You can see it. You know, when you watch these athletes running down, and I was a pretty speedy receiver, and hauling in those passes, you could say, if I could just have nobody bump me off the line of scrimmage, I could get down there today and do it. It isn't true, Matt. It isn't true because nobody's done it. You get freaks like Tom Brady and George Blander and Gordie Howe. I mean, these people are true athlete freaks. And then you get intellectual freaks, people who can go on forever and ever. Most of us can't, but I'm still rolling through this show, and I'm sorry, I almost took up the whole segment here. Anybody need an email of an apology for this? Just send me an email, and I'll email you back an apology. I got a little carried away, you know. It's, what do they call it, Fun Friday or Dress Down Friday? So, I said there was one other big story that I wanted to talk about. There are actually two. And the one I just talked about might have been the biggest in terms of future impact, because this guy, James Comey, should be in prison, should be behind bars. Lie after lie. Even the Jim McCabe, last thing I'll mention in this, since this segment is heading down to the end. McCabe caught 4 or 5 times lying under oath. And then Brett Baer, right on it, put it right in Jim Comey's lap. And he said, well, yeah, he said, and then he does what every tactician does. Yeah, but he gave 20 or 30 years of devoted service, the likes I've never seen. See, they don't address the question. If you're debating someone and you have them on the facts, Michael, the lawyer from the dealership that I was at the other day, you know what I'm talking about, Michael? Just met the guy for the first time, and already I'm getting angry already again. Facts. The facts as best as we can present them. What is the true definition of a fact? Do I have to go out and pull the trigger and kill someone and come back and say, here's a fact, I've actually killed him? Most of the information that all of us have in every level of life, the 8 billion people, we gather from a variety of sources. And unless you're the guy who knows you killed Osama bin Laden, or you're the one who can concretely prove that you did something, the rest of us peons, disposables, the rest of us disposables, have to take all the information we have at hand, integrate it, and come up with the best case we can give. And when you can't answer the questions, I just notice certain tactics. Come back and counterattack. I mean, I try to answer questions without a counterattack, unless there's information. Well, it turned out to be 17. And then I come back and say, here's the document. It's 18. I didn't write the document, so I can't tell you it's 18, but here it is. Or you can take your own documents. As this gentleman at the car dealership did. I may be talking about him forever. We talked about statistics on whether tax reform was good or it wasn't, and how he said it was killing the lower and middle class. And he pulled out a book from PBS, Public Broadcasting Systems, to show me statistics. I said, oh, can I take one from Rasmussen and show you? No, this is the one. When you get into a, and I hate to go back to, well, I don't hate it, obviously I like it. When you go back to debate, and the debate goes on and on, and you're dealing with someone like that, what's the point? It doesn't matter what you say, what kind of factual information you bring. And I'm really only angry because of the insult he laid at the enemy. It's just like every other rabid ideologue from the right. You have no idea of the real facts. That's when I told him, basically, put an egg in your shoe and beat it. You're insulting.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays, 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
You have a list of bills that were passed. My God.
You know, doing an interview with you is like being a jukebox. You push all the right buttons.
I'm back, and you know, one of the reasons I'll just say, gee, happy day. There's good news, there's bad news. I'd like to think the Comey interview was good news, but this egomaniac who always said, as a you know, when he was young, as a kid, and he put it in his book, he was bullied around, and it was the big, awkward kid. You know, he was always bullied. So here he is with his retaliation, and he's such an insensitive, the word is P, that he and people who a part of his little coalition end up in the Bulger thing, letting that guy go. I'm not saying it was him. I'm saying it was he and Mueller. They were the same fabric. And four innocent people go to jail. And they couldn't give a damn less. They couldn't give a damn less of these innocent people who are being hauled in on this investigation and are spending, and I talked about this yesterday, fortunes to defend themselves when they're innocent. I don't care what Paul Manafort has to spend. He's a scumbag and has nothing to do with this case. Oh, I'm so sorry, Bob Mueller. That must be a big disappointment. Oh, the Russian probe, too. Oh, Bob Mueller. I mean, please accept my heartfelt sympathy. What a disappointment that must be. You know, I know of a person who lives in just south of the border in Europe, and I want to identify the country. This woman claims she had an affair with Donald Trump. Can you send out your team? I think there may be some information in a dumpster. This is what you're dealing with, because they don't give a rat's damn. They don't give a damn. And these are the people that are the very worst of the worst. It's not that there are certain rationales, but within our own minds, there are. As I said to my wife on many occasions, we're wired, you know, same values, we're great, we get along. We're just wired differently. I think the men and women are wired differently. And men have, I don't want to speak for all of them. At one point, I wanted to be a psychologist, but I'm glad I ended up being one. I get it. That's a joke. And what I think about is how some things are worse than others. Cop killers are the worst. Anybody who rapes a woman, Bill Cosby, we'll get to him. They're the worst. But because you grow up at a certain time, and I'm not even going to say this because I know it's going to be taken. I know it's going to be taken the wrong way. And let me just think a minute. Matt, give me a minute here. I really have to think whether I
okay,
have
you have a minute.
Because I know damn well that somebody will take this the wrong way. And it's not, and I don't want to be on here explaining and redefining why I said it. I mean it with good, honest intent from a standpoint of psychological upbringing and how men are trained to think and how women are trained to think. And I know it won't come out well, so Why don't I do the really smart, prudent thing and move on to North and South Korea? This is, or yesterday was, a historic day of sorts. Back in 1953, when the armistice occurred, and it was the end of the North Korean and South Korean War, there hasn't been a member of the Jong, the Kim Jong-un family, who has stepped across that demilitarized zone into South Korea. That means it is 65 years. I'm not saying there's going to be peace. I have no idea. North and South Korea agreed to rid the peninsula of nuclear weapons and officially end the Korean War. Can you imagine if Obama ever were at this point? He'd be praised as the king of the world, and that would be only superseded by the fact that half of the idiotic population, I'm not running for office, I'm not worried about deplorables. Those people who supported Obama the second time, they are deplorables. Okay, somebody write that up. I don't care. Okay, how many votes I lose in the next election? Those people would be worshiping him as God. And they say the Messiah has returned. Barack Hussein Obama is actually Jesus Christ coming back. Now, there may be one or two chuckles out there. But even for the one, it was one or two chuckles. I'm deadpanned here. I'm serious. Do you hear one thing about adulation for Donald Trump? No, nothing has happened. It's a tremendous step forward. Just even to stop the military threat between the two. He gets no credit. You don't hear anything about it unless you turn on Fox. And as much as I say it, I'd love to see a new conservative network. But Fox, thank goodness, has people like Lou Dobbs, Stuart Varney, Jeanine Pirro, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Kimberly Guilfoyle, and Sean Hannity. And if you are not exposed to listening to them, you're not getting any kind of a picture of what's going on, because all you have to listen to is Lennon and, what's her name on CNN? I mean, it's despicable and deplorable. They are deplorables. And they're on air. Jim Acosta. Holy crap. I mean, you look at this guy in press conferences. So here is an accomplishment that you got to say, even though that Trump hasn't met with them, congratulations to Donald Trump. This wouldn't have happened without Trump. And then we got Trump, hopefully, in North Korea. The two Koreas are looking to rid themselves, and I don't know whether Kim Jong-un is serious, of nuclear weapons. Can you imagine just that statement? He's a liar. He's a murderous killer. What are you going to do? You say, listen, we're going to purify the world. And we're going to remove all the liars and murderous and treacherous and corrupt people. This planet would be uninhabitable. So you have to look realistically. See, I used to be an idealist. I'm sort of an idealist, but mostly a pragmatist with my feet on the ground. I mean, I really hate to say it, but I'm a true realist. Congratulations. I am so excited about this meeting between the two. If you go on any of the websites, especially the conservative ones, the others, they don't want you to see this. Kim Jong-un and Sun Yat-sen shaking hands, stepping across that concrete line in the demilitary zone into South Korea, and then Kim Jong-un leading Sun Yat-sen back into North Korea just across the line. Tremendous. okay, in 6 months with this unrest, and people say, see, you can't predict the future, but you can say for the present. This is remarkable. So congratulations, Donald Trump, and may God be with you in your fight against the evil you confront, not just around the world, but here under your very nose. Now, how far can evil go? Because I want to get into the final story of the day. And that is the Bill Cosby case and the fact that justice has prevailed. You see, we live in such a fantasy world. We live in such a fantasy world that we identify the characters whom we see on television. And Dr. Huxtable and that series, the Huxtable family, you remember that? Everybody knows it, is one of the greatest, and I'm not using the term loosely, one of the greatest TV series of all time. All time. And look what the real father of all people turned out to be, the lowest level of scum on this earth. All right, I want to come back and I want to tell you how far this could go and how far it may be going. A little scary. All right, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart, asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
All right, I want to get, there were obviously a number of stories, and, you know, when you say, well, this is a big story, why isn't he covering that? I have a very faithful gentleman, he's listening, and he keeps emailing me about talking about tariffs. He's very well educated, and, you know, if you do talk radio, you do a specific kind of program, it's not like being on CNBC. Part of this is informational, part of this is opinionated. And hopefully a small part of it qualifies as entertainment. So if you look at what's going on, as I look at it, not you, you don't have to look at anything. All you have to do is listen or turn the radio off. But if you look at entertainment as a form of talking about the tariffs, after this story is 2 weeks old, I mean, it's a story that stays. This isn't the way the American mindset or the American people think. If you're an investor and this is what you do, this is what you think. So that last story in a segue was somehow there was a lead in on sexual promiscuity or misbehavior. News has come out. I don't know when it came out. I saw it this morning that Tom Brokaw is alleged to have had sexual inappropriate behavior with an intern or two years ago. Tom Brokaw, by the way, not defending him or not, I tend to defend him on this one, is married 58 years to his lovely bride, Meredith. I don't know what he does with his personal life. I don't like Tom Brokaw's politics. It was horrible when he was a newscaster because I thought he did a pretty darn good job of of not becoming, of not having it, letting it become the point of the show. Some people couldn't tell. But he was always to the left, but he did it with the dignity. He still conducts himself, as far as I'm concerned, with dignity. But I do remember one interview with Charlie Rose. Speaking of coincidence. Oh, my goodness. Charlie Rose. How do you like that? You want to talk about sex? And this is before Barack Obama. He was running and he was leading in the party. I don't remember at what stage it was. And either Charlie Rose turned to Brokaw or he turned to him and said, because I don't forget this moment. We don't know much about Barack Obama at all, but we're definitely supporting him. That is the stupidity of this country. Stupidity. I won't pull the trigger and do something if I know nothing. I'm not going to make a decision based on knowing nothing. So now Brokaw has, you know, and it, look at, everything can be inappropriate. I'm thinking back, oh, it's like confession time here on a Friday. I manage my daughter's softball teams, and all the girls were on the teams, and this was before this whole craziness of being politically correct started. I never even gave it one second of thought. When a girl came across home plate, I made a nice play. I might give him a quick one pat on the rear end or something. And then I came back and things started. I says, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this. And I never did it again afterwards. And, it's become so ingrained in my mind that, you know, I'll go to a restaurant with our friends, and my friend is a terrific guy, highly moral. And sometimes, you know, you like the waitress so much, you put a hand on their forearm and say, thank you, you were just great, something like that. And his wife says, you can't touch the waitresses. So naturally, you know, every time we go out, I say, don't molest the waitresses tonight. You know, which stirs her up and gets him angry at me, but that's the kind of troublemaker I am. So Bill Cosby got what he deserved. I can't tell you how happy I am. He was making $4 million an episode on the Huxtable series. And as far as I'm concerned, supply, demand, he was worth every nickel of it. It's pretty darn near the perfect show. Couldn't wait for it. Nobody could. It didn't matter. Demographic, race, background. He was a true inspiration and a conservative inspiration as well. Speaking out against those low-hung genes, the foul language, drugs. He lost a son, Ennis, in a car accident. I think he recently lost a daughter, too. Never go that far and wish that on anyone. But now he's getting what he deserves. He's 80 years old. His net worth was, before all this started, $400 million. And my question is, oh, he's ugly, but he's a star. He was a superstar. Couldn't you go out? I mean, everywhere you go, you can find girls who want to have sex with you. Why would you have to do what you did? I can't comprehend it. If you had no money and no means to getting any of them, it was so unattractive. That's not an excuse. But at least I could say, huh, looks like he did it for that. Why would you do it? Is it the challenge of having the power of raping someone over you feel you can't control, and you need that control and power? Cosby was a landmark decision. How can you argue it? So they got him with one woman, and there were hundreds. All you need is one. You don't have to look at the other hundreds. And although I'm absolutely opposite of a fan of Gloria Allred, she, you know, they got the job done. They went back, retried the case, and I'm not a member of Me Too, but boy, I'll tell you, I support women on this one. I'm so happy about that decision. Finally, perhaps we can move forward thanks to Weinstein and Matt Lauer and others and Bill Cosby and move upwards on that moral scale that Bill Clinton did an amazing amount to lower. This is Stu Taylor wishing you a terrific week. We'll see you back Monday.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.